This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
My guest today is Duncan Robinson. He's a pastor and the author of Unlikely Hero, The Road to Extraordinary. Hi, Duncan.
Hey, how you doing, Katrina?
Good, thanks. So, Duncan, you're a Sydney boy. What are you doing in the US of A?
That's a good question. My wife and I were working for a fantastic church in Australia, Macquarie Chapel. We really felt like the Lord was impressing on us to do something a little bit more bold and step out of our comfort zone. And so we were praying on it a bit, and one of the things that kind of jumped to our mind was learning the art of church planting. And I figured the best way to do that was probably to cannonball in the deep end and just to go for it. And I struggled a little bit with anxiety, and I thought the best way to overcome that was to really kick that in the face. And so as we were praying on it, I sent my resume to a friend in the States, and he was in a church plant in a place called Maricopa, Arizona, which is just south of Phoenix. Mm. And as I sent it off to him, I kind of said, Lord, if this is where you want me to go, then make the doors really easy and open really quick, and kind of lead us in that direction. And so as I prayed on it and as he kind of got back to me and we started conversations with the lead pastor over here, doors started opening really quick. And it was what we were praying for, which was a church plant.
Yeah. So what's life like over there in Maricopa, Duncan?
It's good. It's good. It's different. It's 120 right now and it's 97 and it's 36 degrees Celsius right now. So it's hot.
In the evening.
In the evening, yeah.
Oh.
Middle of summer, it doesn't get much below 35. It
can
be in the middle of the night and it'd be 35. Housing prices are a lot cheaper. You can buy a nice home here for $80,000, which is nice.
Yeah, that is nice.
So it's different.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Now, Duncan, let's talk about the book. Where did the inspiration for this book come from? Where did you get the idea from?
It started a long way back. I remember sitting at school and having an English teacher telling me I can't write. And I have an antagonistic personality, and I thought, well, you know what? I'm going to write books. And so the idea had been percolating for a long time that God uses unlikely people in extraordinary ways, and I could never find the motivation to write it. And my birthday was coming up, and I was turning 30, and I thought, that's a great excuse to force me to write the book. Because the idea was there and my wife was getting behind it. And she is probably one of my biggest critics, but she's also one of my biggest evangelists. And she said, go for it. Mm. And so I went for it. I wrote it. She read it and she loved it. And she said, you should probably send this off to publishers. Okay. And so that was kind of the genesis for writing the book. And the premise was God uses ordinary people in extraordinary ways. He's done that all through Scripture. But I don't think that story stops because he gives us the Holy Spirit, which equips us to do incredible things, not based on our talent, but on God's ability.
Well, I think that the starting point for the, you know, in the book is that in modern popular culture and particularly in movie culture, that idea of the unlikely hero is quite prominent. You know, the Luke Skywalkers, the Indiana Jones, that kind of thing. So in what way do you think those kind of characters are poor imitations of Jesus?
Oh, I love that. I mean, I think that's a great comment because we see it all the time. And I mentioned it in the book, is that you look at pop culture and you see Luke Skywalker and you get excited because he's the underdog. And he's from some desert planet in backwards middle of nowhere. And you think, that's the guy I want to rally to. But the truth is that story is much deeper. It's a story from Scripture. And a lot of times in Western culture, what we'll do is we'll Christianize plot lines and we'll make a character look a little bit like a devil and a character look a little bit more like Jesus, so it makes it more palatable. And what I think is brilliant about that is it gives us an opportunity to share Jesus into whatever the context is that most of the times you can pick a movie and there's probably a character that looks like Jesus or there's a character that looks like David and there's a character that looks like Paul. The problem is that they're not Jesus and they're not Paul. And so it's learning the ability to say, this guy looks a little bit like that, and you can speak Jesus into that conversation and direct it back towards Jesus. And I think, honestly, is that all the stories have been told, and they've probably been told really well by Jesus, and what happens is we just try and make it more palatable to a wider audience. And I think the conversation as a Christian allows us this great leverage to say, well, hey, look at this character. doesn't this look like someone from Scripture, and then point us back to Jesus?
Well, can you give us some examples of characters in the Bible that you would describe as those unlikely heroes? Just very briefly, who are the characters that you see as that type?
Yeah, absolutely. I think a great example is Paul. Paul goes from your anti-hero to your hero. He's set up as a character who is a Pharisee. He's a persecutor of Christians, honestly. I think if we were in that time and we encountered Paul as a Christian, we would hate this guy. He's a real negative character. And then suddenly, on the road to Damascus, he has this encounter with Jesus, and his life is radically altered. And he goes from being a very, very negative individual to a very positive individual for Christ, and ultimately becomes this unlikely hero. Because you see it in his testimony, is that he says, you know who I was. I was this Jewish, circumcised at the right time. I know the Scriptures, and look at who I am now, and this is because of Jesus. And he becomes this incredible evangelist for Jesus. David's the same way. David's forgotten about by Jesse. He's left out on the farm doing some business, and a prophet comes along and says, there's none of these sons. Jesse, do you have any others? And he says, well, there's this one guy, handsome but ruddy. He's out looking at the sheep right now. David becomes this guy who's at the beginning forgotten, but turns out to be this incredible person for Christ. And you can step through just about any character in Scripture. I mean, why pick a tax collector? Why pick a fisherman? Why pick any of these guys? And the truth is that they're all unlikely people that God uses in extraordinary ways.
Mm.
So, and that's why I love it so much.
So what do you think it takes to be a good leader then?
To be a good leader, I think it's humility and faith, ultimately.
Mm-hmm.
I love the idea that God uses humble people and unlikely people to do extraordinary things. It's not necessarily the coolest and the hippest person, because God doesn't need strong people and he doesn't need smart people, because he's strong and smart enough. He needs humble people that are just willing to follow him,
mm-hmm,
and let him do the leading. And I think it's a faithfulness sometimes on a different level to what we're used to. It's a decision where you're like, I'm going to jump in and follow Christ, and there is no plan B. That experience Noah has, where Jesus says, build an ark, it takes him 120 years, and you think he's criticized the whole time. There's no plan B in that situation, but there's this humility to say, God says to do it, so I'm going to do it, and I'm going to do it for 120 years, and there's no sign of rain the whole time. There's some boldness, there's some humility, and there's some faith there that I really like. And I think that's the challenge for all unlikely heroes, is that humility and faithfulness, mm-hmm, to God's promises.
All right. Well, just finally, Duncan, who are you hoping will read this book, and what are you hoping that they'll get out of it?
I originally wrote the book with like 19 to 25-year-old males in mind.
It does read that way to me a little, I have to say.
It does, doesn't it? You know, the funny thing is, though, is that a couple of 40-year-old ladies got a hold of it and loved it.
Oh.
And so I'll say I write typically with a masculine voice. And
yes.
Writing, referencing masculine movies.
Mm.
But I don't think that message is any less heard. That if a girl was to pick it up and read it, I think she'd find great value in it. Because ultimately, I'm not saying this is what a guy unlikely hero looks like. This is someone who follows Jesus looks like this. And ultimately, I'm trying to, in the book, point you back to Scripture and say, this is what it says. Maybe we should start stepping up and believing it.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, ultimately, it is 19 to 24, 25-year-old guys. But I think the appeal is probably slightly more broad than that.
Okay. So. All right. Well, thanks very much, Duncan. It's been nice to talk to you. Enjoy that heat wave. Enjoy that heat wave in Maricopa.
Yeah, thanks. I'm looking forward. I just wear boy shorts and a T-shirt all day long right now. So it's just crazy.
All right. That's Duncan Robinson. He's a pastor in Maricopa, Arizona, and he's the author of Unlikely Hero, The Road to Extraordinary.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.